This week we will discuss the midah of being proud to be a yid. Though pride is usually a negative midah, when it concerns serving Hashem, it is praiseworthy. One should be proud of his achievements and aspire to further heights. Yehoshaphat, the king of the Eden, is praised for taking pride in the ways of Hashem, and Chazal say that one should thank Hashem for placing him amongst those who learn Torah. This type of pride does not detract from humility, rather causes the person to rejoice in good virtues while enjoying and caring for the honor of his peers. This pride helps one stand strong in face of wrongdoings and evildoers. A person should act proudly even if he will be suspected of arrogance. However, in physical matters, he should concede to others beyond the basic requirements. Similarly, the Baal Shem Tov explained that Yidden should use their pride for Torah matters and their humility for worldly matters. On numerous occasions, the Rebbe emphasized that the way a Yid gains respect in the eyes of others is by showing unwavering commitment to one's standards. There were some who thought that by bending their standards, they would be accepted and well-liked. But the outcome was the opposite. When the others involved saw that the Yid felt inferior, they treated him as such. The Rebbe pointed out this message from the words of the Meraglim, "Vanihi ve'einenu kachagovim, v'chein hayinu be'einayhem." We were like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and so therefore we were in their eyes, the eyes of the Goyim, like grasshoppers. Living in communist Russia, the children of Chassidim were distinct from their neighbors. Their clothing was refined and properly covered them, and their tzitzis showed from under their clothing, even in the summer heat. An expression of Yiras Shemayim and Edelkeit could be seen on their faces, especially with their long payas which extended down their cheeks. Even during play, the difference was noticeable. They would not take part in any wild activities and stood on the side with dignity. Their derech eretz led the way. In shul, they would stand near their fathers, davening slowly from a siddur. Many were jealous that their children were different and would wonder aloud, how did these come to behave as such, these kleina yidelach? When the boys were ridiculed for their payas and tzitzis, they were not ashamed, nor did they respond, for they knew the vast difference between them, and they looked at others with pity and sympathy. Exiting after having yichidus with the Rebbe Rashab, Rebbe Zalman Duchman met the Friedrich Rebbe standing in the courtyard. Seeing him, the Friedrich Rebbe called him and inquired what the Rebbe Rashab had told him. Rebbe Zalman related that he had been told to travel to Warsaw. At this point, the Friedrich Rebbe had a long talk with Rebbe Zalman, encouraging him not to be influenced by his surroundings and to act just as he did when in Lubavitch. "Look at the Chinese," said the Friedrich Rebbe. "They walk around here the same way they do in their homeland, because they know that at home everyone dresses as they do." Once upon entering Yechidus, the Chosid Rebbe Zalman Gerari found the Friedrich Rebbe looking downcast. The Friedrich Rebbe told him that he is upset because he does not see enough Yiddish pride amongst his Chassidim. Rebbe Zalman responded, "How can that be? In all other circles, they speak highly of the pride of the Lubavitch Chassidim." The Friedrich Rebbe's face lit up and he said, "Is that so?" Later, Rebbe Zalman found out that this had greatly uplifted the Rebbe's spirits. During the communist regime, a group of American rabbis traveled to Russia to bring encouragement and support to Yidden living there. Arriving in Moscow, the delegates met the locals and prided themselves with their worldliness, such as their ability to play ball, etc. The Russian Yidden were not impressed. "We have soccer players here as well, and for that we do not need a group to come from America." 2 years later, a group of Yidden from Eretz Yisrael traveled there on a similar mission. They were dressed in the modern fashion, trying not to appear too Yiddish, and boasted of their sports and drama. The Russian Yidden were shocked. "We are here going on Mesiras Nefesh to observe Torah and Mitzvahs, and the Yidden and Eretz HaKodesh are investing their efforts in worldly culture." They parted uninspired and rather discouraged. In a disappointing letter to a member of the second group, the Rebbe laments the lack of Yiddish pride amongst the general youth. "It is imperative that the youth walk the streets as noticeable Yidden, so that they are clearly recognized as very frum. When questioned how they spend their time, the obvious response should be with learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs, and a little work on the side to earn a parnasa. Their energy should be devoted towards that which is unique to the Yidden, and not such matters about which Goyim are also excited about." The Friedeker Rebbe bemoaned, "In the past, one would be embarrassed to say that he is acting worldly and following everyone else. Today, it has become an excuse. When questioned about a behavior, he justifies himself. Everyone does it." On another occasion, he said, "Recently, people have begun feeling ashamed. From who is there to be ashamed? From some clothing on a post? This embarrassment has actually caused many to compromise their Yiddishkeit, leaving pieces by the barber and the tailor. We need not be ashamed of them. They should be ashamed of us." Once, while standing before Izgadar, the king of Persia, the Amora Huna Bar Nasan was rearing his girdle too high. Noticing this, the king reached over and personally moved it to its place and said to him, "You belong to a royal and holy nation, and you must look regal." Huna Bar Nasan shared this story with Amemar, to which he replied, "With you it was fulfilled, that which is written, kings will be your servants." The Rebbe explains that a Yid must feel strong with the Torah and not be fazed by the nations around him, and then even kings will come to his aid. The Amora Rav Yehuda and Bati Bar Tuvi were once sitting before the Persian king Shvur Malka when a fruit was brought before them. The king grabbed an unkosher knife and cut a slice for Bati. Then he took the knife and stabbed it in hard earth to kasher it, and cut another slice for Rav Yehuda. Surprised that the king didn't do so for him, Bati asked the king, "Am I not a Yid?" The king responded, "With Rav Yehuda, I am sure that he will not eat from it, no matter the consequence. You, however, will eat it out of fear for me." The Rebbe explains that when a goy sees how a Yid is firm in his observance of mitzvahs, he considers it an honor to personally serve the Yid with all his needs. The Rebbe once told someone in Yechidus, "The fact that rabbis in America do not have beards, and Yidden flee a community when goyim move nearby, and that land in Eretz Yisrael is being given away, are all rooted in the same problem, the inferiority complex that Yidden have to goyim. If only the Yiddish pride would be strong, all these issues would be resolved." In one letter, the Rebbe stressed that since Yidden are a minority and are in danger of being influenced by their surroundings, effort must always be made to retain the Yiddish character. This is done by emphasizing the positive Yiddish traits and overlooking the common ground with the goyim around us. The Rebbe bemoans the behavior of some rabbis who use goyish sources as proof of an idea, even when the idea exists in Yiddish sources. They imagine that this will impress the listeners, demonstrating that they are well-versed in the secular literature and culture. In a similar manner, at events supporting Yiddish organizations, emphasis should be placed on preserving Yiddish values instead of bringing a goyish personality as a speaker or honored guest. The Rebbe said, "There are some who make every effort to hide their meticulousness of mitzvahs out of fear that they will be dubbed a farfrumter, one who is overly frum. Instead, one should do it publicly and disregard any scoffers." The Rebbe related, "The chassid of the Alter Rebbe, Reb Mordechai Lepler, was firm in his observance of mitzvahs thanks to his pride. When his Yetzirah would try to incite him to do something wrong, he would stand up tall and shout, 'I, the chassid of the Alter Rebbe, the wealthy Lamdin and Maskil, one who learns chassidus in depth, should perform an aveda? That is not befitting for me.'" The Rebbe added that every Yid can have this pride. When a Yid thinks of his great ancestors, and that he stood at Har Sinai and was given the Torah, and that the entire world was created for him, he will feel that it is unbefitting for him to lower himself even a bit. On one occasion, the Rebbe expressed surprise how a Yid could possibly feel inferior to Goyish lifestyle and culture. "You are from a nation that Hashem chose from all other nations, and are ashamed of them. While their ancestors were cannibals, the Yidden had received the Torah and were following its moral ways. And only later did the Goyim begin following its way. Why should the Yid be ashamed to lead the rest of the world by the light of the Torah?" Yehuda ben Tema said, "Be bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, swift as a deer, and strong as a lion to carry out the will of your Father in heaven." Bold as a leopard means not to be embarrassed by people who mock his service of Hashem. Yet he should not respond to them with brazen words so that he does not acquire a brazen nature. The Rebbe pointed out that the beginning of the entire Shulchan Aruch is Al Yevoish Mipnei HaMaligim, do not be embarrassed of scoffers, for this is the base for observing all of Shulchan Aruch. being that it is recorded in Shulchan Aruch, it has the status of an obligatory halacha. The Friedrich Rebbe writes, in the end of Galus, before Mashiach comes, there are many who disturb and ridicule those who fear Hashem. This is very challenging, particularly when the scoffers are people whose only interest is to indulge in worldly pleasures, and they mock great Chachamim. However, Hashem gives the power to prevail over them, even more so than during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe said, due to the weakness of the neshames in our generation, Hashem has given us only one small test, to withstand ridicule. People today are afraid of being laughed at. Actually, what do you care if a fool will laugh at you? It should only confirm that whatever you've been doing is right, for they don't laugh at fools. On the other hand, the Rebbe noted, that since it can be quite a challenge, it is prefaced at the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch to give us the koyach to overcome it. In the year Tavshin Beis, one of the young chassidim served as a rav in a small community. At his post, he strived to improve the Yiddishkeit there, but he was met with resistance. Some of the Yidden there did not appreciate his efforts and constantly ridiculed him. This had a strong effect on the young chassid, and he even considered leaving his position. When the Friedrich Rebbe got word of this, he sent him a letter of encouragement in which he wrote, "I am surprised that you are being affected by the opinions of the people. You must bear in mind that there will always be poor amongst us, people who are poor in Torah and good midos, and will brazenly try to disturb good things. You must not be affected by their words, just as one riding in a fancy carriage would ignore shouts of crazies. Take it as a sign that you are doing good work, and the truth will prevail."